What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing DJ on the My DJ Story podcast. Brother, can you introduce yourself and tell the world where you're from?
What's up, family? I'm DJ Noki. I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, but now I reside in Los Angeles, California.
Awesome, brother. And this is the My DJ Story podcast, so we want to hear about your story as a DJ, how you got started, the beginning stories, and just kind of your progression. So, you know, at what age did you start DJing and kind of what sparked your interest in the industry?
So I started DJing around the age of, I want to say 21. And well, I originally started because I was working as a bouncer in a nightclub out of Baton Rouge called City Bar. And, you know, just kind of shaking hands and meeting people. And I remember I met, I guess, one of my mentors. His name is DJ Def. And he kind of introduced me to the DJing game, and he showed me what it's like to be a DJ. And, you know, once I got on the turntables, I was pretty much hooked at that point.
Nice, bro. That's amazing, man. And you transitioned from being a bouncer to just being a DJ. And tell me a little bit about that experience in regards to, like, your first opportunity to DJ an event or a party. Tell me about that.
Right. So, yeah, man. So it was actually a funny transition because actually I went from bouncer to VIP manager, then the DJ. But when I first got my DJing gig, oh man, it was nerve-wracking. It was a slow, like, Thursday night. My boss wanted me to kind of take over the controls, and I remember I was just nervous, man. It was kind of nerve-wracking because picking the songs while the audience is there and you actually, like, watching the audience react to you picking the songs, it's like, man, I hope I pick the right song so they can all, you know, kind of keep with the groove. But, you know, after a while, you kind of get into your own little mix and you start to realize that it's not as bad as a lot of people kind of make it out to be.
No, that's super interesting, man. And it's funny because a lot of DJs come on this podcast and they tell us a story about how they got started and just the different emotions that were going through them when they, you know, did their first gig. And, you know, we hear a lot of the same things where when you're looking into it, it's like so scary when you're getting into it. But when you look back at it, you really had nothing to worry about. And being able to just jump in and do what you love as a DJ is super powerful. And, you know, we use this podcast as a way to get people that are interested in DJing to, you know, take that leap and go for it. And for other DJs that are already DJing to elevate their self in their current business. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what gave you the confidence to make those transitions into the DJ world? And kind of how did you navigate from there?
Well, I would say that what kind of gave me the confidence would definitely be one, having a great support system, you know, my friends and, you know, my family, especially my pops pushing me to go for it. Because, you know, I was kind of not really looking to pursue it as a career, but, you know, my parents and my people always saying, like, if it makes you happy, you know, yo, just go for it. You never know what could come out of it. And like I said, ever since then, I've been hitting the road with it. And, you know, let's see. Pretty much, once that Thursday happened, to be honest, I've been totally, like, self-sufficient, man. I've been shaking hands with people. I've been like, hey, here's my mix. If you want to check me out, this is what you need to hit up. Now that I'm thinking about it, man, I put myself in positions to, I actually DJed my first nightclub and my hotel all on my own just by shaking hands and showing them the passion. Like, man, I'm really trying to do this DJ thing. You know, this is what I bring to the table. This is my skill set. And they rock with me, man. That was it.
Man, no, that's awesome, man. And a lot of people, when they're looking at other people's journey, they're like, oh, that DJ got lucky. Or he just, you know, lucked out on meeting the right person. But, you know, I really think that people like you position yourself to get lucky and then you capitalize on the opportunity when luck arrives. You know, that's when, you know, opportunity meets, you know, the opportunity for you to capitalize on these things happen and you are able to, you know, benefit from the fact that you prepared and were ready to take these, you know, opportunities that came to you. So, like, what early opportunities came after, you know, that first Thursday night?
So after that first Thursday night, you know, I got a couple house parties, a couple pool parties. I really didn't start getting, I want to say, club gigs until I actually positioned myself around other, like, I guess, DJs, you feel me? you know, it was nice because like the pool parties came from customers and people who actually saw me DJing. But once I actually immersed myself around other DJs and, you know, found out where they hung out at, where they were crate digging, you know, where they were doing like their spin sessions, I was actually kind of able to network my way, like I said, into a nightclub in Denver. And then, like I said, in that same area, I was able to do the hotel. It was just, like I said, staying prepared. So when the time came, I was already ready. Like, when they saw me, they like do my setup and have everything ready. I was like, oh, you meant business. I was like, yeah, I came to DJ and that's what I'm about to do.
Awesome. No, I'm glad you said that because, you know, anyone can DJ, but it takes someone that really is focused on their brand and how they are perceived as a DJ. They saw your setup, they saw you, and they're like, wow, he's a professional. He came to do business. He's not here playing games. What are some things that you do as a DJ to set yourself apart from others?
So some things that I do as a DJ, as far as professionalism, like one, I always make sure I arrive at least 45 minutes to an hour early, just, you know, for setup, checking any audio problems you may have, anything of that nature. Like if I need to get more songs, I have enough time to download more songs, you know, fill out the spot I'm going to be at. Another thing I like to do is I like to ask the customers, like, what kind of vibe are they looking for? You know, instead of just saying, oh, I'm gonna play this, I'm gonna play that. I'm like, no, so what do you want the customers to experience? You know, what are the vibes you're looking for? And, you know, some people like hotels, they go for more relaxed, whereas clubs, they're like, oh, you can just bring it. You know, we want the heavy bass, we want the hip hop and all that. So, you know, I kind of get a feel for what I'm about to play. Because, you know, some DJs have a set playlist. Some DJs, you know, they like to play what they like to play. I kind of go off of, like I said, what the club or the place is trying to provide and then what the customers are liking at the time. So they're like, they want to go laid back, I might play some laid back stuff. And if they're not really feeling it, I might turn it up just a smidge to see how I go. And if they're rocking with that and the club rocking with that, I'm like, cool, we're going to keep with this vibe. We're going to go with this all night.
That's cool. And that's super interesting. Like how, you know, what are some techniques you use to go about gauging the room? Like some DJs I interviewed already had some interesting strategies. I'm curious to hear, like, how do you go, especially if it's a new place that you never DJed at before, how do you, you know, kind of do that research or how do you, you know, gauge what you should be playing?
One thing I like to do, if it's a place where there's typically a normal DJ going in, I might go in like the day before and see what he does, you know, see how he spins. Other than that, if there's not really a DJ there or presence and I'm like the first spinning, what I kind of do is I might pick like a popular song I know to get them hype or like get them kind of going at first. And then from there, I just kind of watch the crowd and watch their body reaction. So if they're keeping with the groove and whatever I'm playing, I'm like, okay, we'll keep with this. But as soon as I start to see them slow down, you know, go for a drink or something, I'm like, all right, I might either need to pick it up or, you know, slow it down depending on what they want.
No, that's super interesting, man. That's really dope that, you know, sometimes you go to the night before, you know, you try testing out popular songs that are safe to play, and then you kind of learn from that. So you're kind of testing the waters before you even, you know, going in and taking risk in your DJ set. So that's super amazing, super innovative, because you want to make sure you appease your crowd. And, you know, people have first impressions that you don't want to mess up. So, you know, that first vibe that you set off in regards to your set, you want to make sure you do it right. So I'm glad that you're putting in the work and showing DJs how it's done. You know, what are some things that you do? Like, do you have a process that you do every single time you have a set or some type of, you know, step-by-step, you know, process that you go by each time you're getting ready to perform or do a DJ set? Some people just freeball, they use different stuff every single time, but I'm just curious to learn. So
I kind of do. I mean, as far as my process go, I always make sure I have at least 100 to 200 new songs. That's even with everything in my crate already. I always, before every gig, I make sure I have at least 100 to 200 new songs. That way I have kind of, you know, a safety net of stuff I already got that I can, okay, I can shoot this in real quick. This will work. You know, while I'm still trying to figure out and balance the groove. Another thing I like to do, I practice my sets before I go on the day before, trying to hear what I'm kind of shooting for. So like with the hotel, when it was more of a relaxed vibe, I was mostly practicing around like the tropical house, pop area, in music to see what kind of fits, what kind of flows together, what makes smooth transitions and things of that nature.
Awesome, awesome, man. And one thing, you know, we touched upon briefly was your brand. Tell me a little bit about like your name and how you got it and kind of how that represents you as a DJ.
So the way I came on with DJ Noki, honestly, it was one of those things where I was having trouble picking a name. You know, I went from like, I was Vibes at first to Pooh Bear. And then I think one day I saw my name in the, I was writing my actual name and I saw the reflection of it and I was like, oh, okay. That's kind of cool. And so then I kind of did my thing with it. And then that's how Noki arrived. And then ever since then, it just kind of stuck. And then I kind of like the way it just sounds like DJ Noki. It's just, yeah, that's me. It's like my, I guess I don't want to say my alternate personality, but it's kind of like that. That's the party me. Like when he comes out, like it's time to party, drinks here, the vibes are here. It's time to have a good time.
Awesome, man. That's super dope, man. Definitely want to see one of the parties that you do one of these days. Hopefully we can, you know, definitely make that happen. But, you know, going into that, one of the things that's going on right now is the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, and the DJ industry, the entertainment industry has been completely shaken up. You know, what are some things that you've done or how has it affected your DJ business, you know, since starting last year?
So, yeah, definitely. It's definitely been harder to come across more gigs and due to the fact that nobody can really party together. And so that's pretty much been the real drawback. Because other than that, I've been usually like taking time enhancing my skill, making sure my techniques are on point, you know, my transitions and everything else. But as far as the business side, yeah, it's slowed up a lot due to the fact that nobody's really hiring DJs at the moment. But hopefully that turns around soon, man, and people start to, you know, get with the program.
Yeah, man. Now it's been tough for DJs, and I've seen a lot of DJs have been like innovating, doing different things. Some people have gone to live streaming. Some people have been doing CDs and mixes that they're recording, and just finding ways to stay busy and build the brand, even though we're in a different environment now. So I'm glad to see that you're making use of your time and not just sitting there and forgetting about your passion. You're finding ways to be active and engaged in this time. What are some things that you kind of recommend DJs do in this downtime that's super helpful for when things get back to normal or even to thrive and elevate yourself today?
I would definitely say my number one advice would be to focus on your brand during this downtime. As a DJ, we have it's a unique opportunity and it's a very weird position because we're at a position where we can't really DJ, but we can still DJ to get our names out there. You feel me? So I feel like this is the time for us where, you know, we should be like you said, live streaming, showing people our skill sets, constantly crate digging, create new music. You know, that's one of the hardest things as a DJ. You know, when you get going and you start DJing in gigs, it's really hard to stop and go, let me create a song. Let me do this and that. Now is the time to kind of put that work together, you know, see who you can work with, network in the music industry. Like I'm out here in Los Angeles. I'm working with a couple producers right now. We're trying to put some music together on my own, you know, that I can spend for myself, stuff like that. So, you know, just kind of, like I said, refocus on your brand. And if you can, you know, kind of elevate it to that next level, man.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, right now you said that you're working with a couple of producers and, you know, you've been in the club scene. So DJs have different lanes that they can play in. And, you know, all of them have their pros or cons. But what's the areas of DJ that you typically enjoy and, you know, even before COVID have been spending your time in? And where do you focus as a DJ?
So where I pretty much focus my energy would be, I would say DJing and more like VJing, like the visualization, like the visual parts, only because I think that's like a pretty big integral part when you're DJing, you know, trying to relay that message of what you're DJing to the customer or to the people who's listening to your songs. But like I said, ever since COVID happened, I have been shifting more towards producing and making my own sound and music. So that's kind of the lane I'm sticking in now. So I'm looking at being more of a DJ producer now and kind of leaving the VJ for somebody else.
Gotcha. And where do you think the industry is going? You know, after this pandemic is over, you think that, you know, is the industry never going to be the same in regards to having parties and big clubs and stadiums and even small bars and stuff like that? Or do you think that we're going to stay virtual? Do you think things are going to go back to normal? Like, what are your predictions on the future of the industry?
My predictions on the future would be that we might see a merger of things. So we might see more clubs live streaming from inside the club now that we see what the capabilities are. I think that might be a really big asset that we might see develop. Also, I'm thinking we might see a lot more creativity as far as DJs, man. Just hearing what they've been pumping out as far as live stream sets, I've been hearing some amazing things, man. It's just like the amount of creativity that's out there is wild.
Yeah, man, there's definitely a lot of opportunity out there. People have been innovating, coming up with some really amazing things to cope with these times. And I think you're right. I think we're going to live in a hybrid world where people are going to be virtual DJing, but also in the actual clubs DJing. And they're going to be able to tap into a wider audience from doing the same work where they're, you know, DJing in the club, but also they have a virtual outlet where they're allowing people to tune into. So, you know, with what I'm doing with the club app, you know, I really want to be on the forefront of that and working with you and other DJs on making that experience happen and helping you build your brand, helping you make some great money DJing to in-person and virtual crowds. So we'd love to work with you on that as well. In regards to what you see in, you know, being a DJ, like what are some things that you just love about being a DJ that have been kind of the highlights of your DJ career?
Oh man, that's a good question. My favorite thing as a DJ, honestly, is being able to control, if it makes sense, control the camaraderie, meaning you pretty much set the vibes in the club. So, you know, when everybody's having a good time, I don't want to brag, but it's like, it's because of you. You know, when people are enjoying themselves, you know, getting drunk and everything else, you're the reason why. And to me, that's a really big thing. Like, I've always enjoyed music. And for me, music has always been an escape. So I feel like if I can pass that feeling on to people, you know, at a club, at a party, at whatever kind of event I'm at, and help them, you know, live in that moment where they're at, I feel like I've done my job as a DJ. And I do it with music, like through music.
That's amazing, man. I think a lot of DJs share that same feeling that when they're bringing joy to other people, it just fills their heart. And they, you know, get really excited by providing that experience for other people. And that's a beautiful thing that DJs do. Like, they play important roles in the lives of people. Like, sometimes you just need someone to fill the room with that kind of vibe to kind of shift your day or your perspective. And then also, like, some of the events DJs do, weddings, birthday parties, graduations, these are very important days of your life. And DJs are in control of a lot of the experience. You know, a bad DJ will ruin those events. And it's something that, you know, DJs that especially have pride and passion in what they're doing, they change mm-hmm. the lives of people and they play vital roles in the lives of people in the history and the memories that, you know, they have from these events.
Exactly.
Great, man. So this is super exciting, man. Do you have any advice for people that are, you know, on the edge, are thinking about getting into the DJ business? You know, what's some things that you know now that you wish you knew back when you were getting started?
Go for it. Just go for it. Don't overthink it. Don't be like, oh, when I get this, when I get that. No, find a way to get what you can start with and work up from there. Like, you'll get there eventually, but overthinking will like stop the progress almost, I want to say, 90% of the time. So just don't overthink. If you want to go for DJing, man, just go out there and just start finding some songs, find a cheap software. That they got cheap softwares everywhere that you can start mixing and just get the DJing. That's it.
Awesome.
Just gotta do it.
Oh, great advice, man. Just get started. Once you get started, it's easy to go from there. But if you are just kind of stagnant and not, you know, just taking the leap and just finding ways to just get things moving, you'll stay stuck forever. So get out there, you know, work your way in, learn a lot, and find great mentors. You know, you talk about the people that were in your circle. Do you have anyone in specific that, you know, played a big role in your early days to help get you over those early humps and the learning curve of being a DJ?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I definitely got some mentors. If I could, yeah, I gotta give them a shout out. Like I said, for one, would be DJ Def. He was a DJ out of Lafayette, Louisiana. We met in Baton Rouge. he definitely put me on to the aspect of, like I said, DJing, what it means to be a DJ, and how to conduct yourself as a DJ. Then I also have another DJ I used to hang out with named DJ Pushplay. He taught me like the techniques of DJing, you know, the 1-2 count, understanding keys, understanding which songs fit together, how to shift the treble and everything, make sure everything sound crisp. And then he used to go by Cracker Tracks, but now he's actually his name is Michael. He's actually a DJ producer. And so he showed me that lane and that aspect and what they can do. And so, yeah, man, I've actually, now think about it, I'm actually blessed. I got a couple of those guys in my corner who was able to show me different lanes of what it means to be a DJ and how a DJ can relate to the world in different aspects.
Amazing, man. And is there anybody that you're currently mentoring now that's up and coming that we should, you know, learn about?
Man, at the moment, I'm not really mentoring anybody at the moment. Like I said, I just been on the kind of creative kick for a minute. But I would say this, if it was to come around, it was my turn to mentor, I would definitely be willing to mentor somebody.
Hey, you heard it, people. If you're a DJ that's aspiring and looking to get started and looking for a mentor, you got DJ Noki here. He's ready. He's offered. So hit him up. Get that mentorship. You know, learn the ropes from a professional that's done it in the game and done it well. We're about to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready, brother?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
So I use Serato DJ Pro, and then I have a Numark NS72.
Besides yourself, who's your favorite DJ?
My favorite DJ would be, how many do I have? Can I name?
You can name a few.
Okay. DJ Jazzy Jeff, DJ Kid Capri, let's see, RL Grounds is a pretty cool cat, and then let's see, I'm gonna say my boy DJ Def. He's still a pretty good radio DJ.
What has been your favorite party or event that you've DJed at, and why?
My favorite would be when I DJed at a nightclub in Denver called Temple. It was my first time opening up in the nightclub, and I was really excited about it, man. Like, I was like, I got myself to that point. I'm actually in a nightclub DJing.
Who's the most exciting person you've met through your DJing?
Destructive, without a doubt.
What's one thing that you hate about live streaming as a DJ?
When it cuts, man. Like, if you're not careful, some of those copyright laws will hit you and they'll cut your feed without you even being aware.
Shout out DJs you know personally whose story needs to be shared on this podcast.
I'm gonna give another shout out to DJ Cracker Tracks. He's definitely a DJ who's been in the game for a minute. His story needs to be heard. DJ Def is another one. He's in the game as well. And I'm going to say DJ Boo Munch. He's another up-and-coming DJ I was friends with out of New Orleans. He's definitely doing his thing in the EDM scene.
Awesome, brother. Where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
So you can find me online pretty much on SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, anything like that, at Noki, NOKIE, the God. That's all together. And then for emailing with booking, or pretty much all my social platforms are going to have my event dates on there. So, yeah.
Great. Well, you guys heard it. DJ Noki, appreciate you getting on the My DJ Story podcast. Drop a lot of gems, provide a lot of value for the people, man. This is really great. Make sure y'all catch him on his social media and follow him in his journey, man. He's a great DJ doing some great things in the DJ world.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Are you a DJ? Well, we want to hire you as one of our official The Club Virtual DJs. We've been working hard to source hundreds of paid virtual gigs, and we need DJs of all kinds that are interested in getting paid to curate virtual events for our clients. Whether you're a new DJ just getting started or a veteran in the game, we have paid gig opportunities for you. Text I'm in to 609-201-1027 to get notified for paid gig opportunities from the club. Tell a friend. We look forward to working with you. Now back to the podcast.